بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. الحمد لله. We just heard Mawlana explaining about sabr and shukr. Now is the time to make sabr right now. So we heard the theory. The theory is quite easy, but the practical is the difficult part of it. Now to make sabr and to keep the eyes open and the hearts open to listen. So this is the beautiful part of spending time in the company of the pious, where we hear the practical, we hear the theory, but the practicals, how do I put it into amal? That's the important part. So we heard that we're going to make sabr, and we're going to practice patience and express our gratitude. How do we do this? So these lessons also, sing in the company of the pious, our honorable beloved Shaykh Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib Nawar Qadhi explains also. Sabr and shukr, through powerful amal Allah Pak has given us. How to practice upon it, to bring it to our life. We mentioned the simple things we learnt in Darul Uloom as students. Innamal amalu bin niyat wa innama li kulli imrin ma nawa. That all amal are based upon intentions. All amal are based upon intentions. Whatever intention a person makes, Allah Ta'ala grants him accordingly. We learn the riwayat, we learn the hadith, we memorize it also, and we pass the exams. But how to put it effectively into practice, that to make the niyat for the amal accordingly, Allah Ta'ala will reward me. How our ulama, our Hazrat Wala teaches us that to make amal upon these ahadith, when you wake up in the morning, start making the niyats, as we did in this Wazifa Kitab also. So you made amal upon that hadith. So all these ahadith, many a times we learn them, and for the student of deen also, mashallah, he knows the translation, he knows the tarqib, he'll write the examination, he'll pass it. But how to make amal upon it? That now we have to go to the ulama-i-kiram, to our mashayikh, the sadiqeen, and see how practically they are making amal upon it. When it comes to shukr, when it comes to sabr, shukr especially, Hazrat teaches us over and over again, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One is thanking Allah and thanking the makhluq, both. You have to thank Allah and thank the makhluq. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Quran has only two complaints. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ. That most of my bandas, most of them don't make shukr. Very few of them are thankful to me. Allah ta'ala complains. Very few are thankful to me. And وَقَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. And those that do thank me also, they thank very little. They thank very, it's a complaint from Allah. I give so much, hardly time to even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is a mustaqil and an independent ibadat also. And Hazrat mentioned to us also, one of the majalis, he said, in my heart of hearts I feel that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed me with so much of goodness and khair, is because Allah ta'ala gave me tawfiq to make shukr to him all the time. Every step I thank Allah, thank Allah, thank Allah. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah told Marana also, what a beautiful darul you have, mashallah. What a big madrasa, so many students, so many ulama-i-kiram teaching. He says, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and make this dua also. That after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Baytullah, what an honor to build the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But after he built it, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. When anything comes in the heart, thank Allah tabarak. Say, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Ya Allah, you made it happen. You allowed me to do it. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا اللَّهُ forgive me. Forgive us all our shortcomings. All these duas we are taught. So very few make shukr, and those that make shukr also, then how to express the shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Here also, as we learn, that at least one dua in the day, don't ask Allah ta'ala for anything. Only thank Allah. Hazrat says, our duas have become such now, as if we treat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala like a waiter. Give me this, do that. Give me this, do that. Just we want only. So one alim says that the reality of our du'as and our life is that we are making withdrawals without making any deposits. We haven't deposited anything yet, but we just want. Ya Allah, just give. And Allah is giving like that. It is one du'a in the day, whether after Asr, whether after Fajr, take out 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, and only thank Allah. Only thank Allah for the ni'mas and the bounties given us, and even for those things that have become a challenge in our lives. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for that also. My health has become a challenge. Thank Allah for it. Allah's promise, I'll increase it. I will increase it. Children,
wife, whatever problem, business, what do you say? By how's life? Can't complain. Can't complain. How's business? Can't complain. Kya matlab, what does he mean? If I could complain, I would complain a lot. Can't complain. Carrying on, chala kare. See, by me, you say Alhamdulillah. Allah's fazl, Allah shukr. It's not going too well. Allah says, he's still thanking me. He's still making shukr to me. Allah says, increase it. La'azidan lakum, increase it. But the things that become a challenge also, make shukr for that also. Ya Allah, shukr to you. So take out one dua in the day and only thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the internal, external bounties, head to toe, the food, the taste we have, the hearing, the sight, the senses, the feeling, the sleep. All these are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start enumerating from morning to evening, as we mentioned, that each one of us is a living miracle of Allah. From morning to evening, Alhamdulillah, everything went smoothly, sweet sleep, food is being served, Alhamdulillah, everything available, water is available. You don't have to walk 5 kilometers to bring water and go to toilet 2 kilometers away. Everything at our disposal. Allah says, don't forget me. Just make shukr. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When we're eating also, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thank the wives, thank the children. Have this, when Ibrahim Diwala Sahib mission, have a shakirana mizaj. Shakirana mizaj. Have a temperament of gratitude. Not complain. Everything is a complaint. But this is happening, that is happening, this is not right, that is not right. All is in depression, but drowning in ni'mas and bounties. But only complain, looking sad, looking worried, looking depressed. So much of taklif in your life. So much of taklif. Make shukr to Allah. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The car is troubling. Make shukr for that. Allah, at least I got a car. Like one of the incidents, where one of our ulama before, we had no shoes. We had no shoes. Ya Allah, my shoes are finished. I don't have any shoes. And then he saw someone with no legs. Say, Allah shukr. Ya Allah shukr, I got legs at least. Only no shoes. He doesn't have feet. Then you make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So make it a habit to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and thank the makhluk. And as it says, when we thank also, say it nicely. Jazakallahu khayran. Jazakallahu khayran. Sometimes Hazrat, the way he expresses it also, Jazakumullahu khayran. Really from the heart he says, Allah reward you greatly, kindly, Allah give you the best. Say it with fervor and feeling. Say, bring some feeling in your heart, in your deen, in your sharia, to thank the people around you, whether the wife also, we ate so nicely. Tell Jazakallahu khayran. Allah feed you the best. What a dua you made. It'll make us so happy. This is shukr. This is thanksgiving to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And here also Hazrat mentioned, unfortunately, we don't have this in our lives. Children also don't have it. Children also don't have it to thank, to be grateful. They don't have it. Just carry on. And as I mentioned also, one of our senior ulama went to UK. So they invited him to different schools to address the children. So he noted this and he mentioned to Hazrat also. He said, when I went to the white schools, doesn't mean I've seen our children there. But we can teach our children the right thing. Went to the white school, so he was giving them sweets. So every child said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. When he went to the Muslim school, the child just came with a glum face, took it. And then the teachers tell the child, say Jazakallah. Say Jazakallah. Say, they don't want to see it. Parents have to force it. What do you must say? But he says, the other kids, they thought politeness, character, akhlaq, thank people, say thank you very much. But our children just take no Jazakallah khairan. We teach them also. Yes, it will be a bit difficult because shaitan won't allow it also. And you find that when it comes to these deeny things, how strange it is also. The child is he does everything with the right hand, but they go eat with the left hand. Ajib. Play cricket is righty, eating is lefty. How would that happen now? So shaitan won't let it happen. And also wearing shoes, wearing clothes, do it the opposite. So you have to carry on, reminding them, reminding them, reminding. Right hand, left hand, say Jazakallah, say Alhamdulillah, read your duas, all going effortfully comes into the heart. Yes, those that don't have iman, it will be very easy. They will pick up these habits. So to make shukr also, and to make sabr, how to practice sabr and patience, there will be challenges in our life. So we are patient, we don't say anything. فَصَبْرٌ jameel. La mushtakafi. Sabrun jameel. What is sabrun jameel? No complain. No complain. I am happy. Allah Ta'ala put me, I am happy. Alhamdulillah. Yes. You can complain to Allah. And somebody close to you, how are you feeling? Not too good today. Why you say that? For du'as. And Allah Ta'ala also likes to see our weakness also, not to show that we're strong every time. I'm broken today, I'm not feeling, I'm feeling down a bit. Allah is Kareem, Allah will take care of me. Allah likes to see our weakness. That they're always showing that we are very strong, alhamdulillah. And my iman is very strong, I can handle it. Allah will see also your weakness. Our Shaykh Hadith used to say, that Allah ki madad kamzoro ke saath hai. Allah Ta'ala's help is with the weak ones. So show weakness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Yeah, I'm very weak also, ya Allah. I need your help. I can make sabr, but then too I'm very weak. So when to make sabr, how to make sabr, at what time to make sabr, here all we learn from them. How they make sabr, how they practice patience, when's the time to practice, and how they do it with a smile also. Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq and inspiration for all these things that we are learning to put it into practice. This makes us true human beings. The Thani Rahmatullah will say, if we came to Thana Bhavan to the Kanka to become a Buzruk and Allah Wala, then you come to the wrong place. But if you come to become, if you come here to learn to become an insan, a human, is the right place. We'll teach you how to, we all are learning still, how to be real humans. And then we are taught also, we are learning. So keep the L on your back. Learner driver. Learner driver, so long as you make a mistake, no problem. Everybody will hoot at you. But they say, oh, he has L on his back. Learner driver. So people are hooting at us. You're not sitting right, you're not doing this right. I'm still learning. I'm not there yet. I'm still a seeker. I'm still learning, no problem. And how beautifully Hazrat says so, as long as I regard myself to be a student, as long as I regard myself to be a student, then my mistakes will be overlooked. The student, for example, he wrote the examination in Darul Uloom Madrasa, and the paper was on, translate the following ayat into English. So he translated the ayats incorrectly. He didn't know his work. Translated incorrectly. And when the Ustaz sees the translation, absolutely wrong translation, the Ustaz don't take out a fatwa of kufr. The student is kafir. Look at him. He wrote wrong translation over here. But the day he qualifies, and now he writes incorrect translation, they say, by something is wrong with him. How comes that? Because he's no more a student now. Now he's qualified. They say, we remain students till maut, inshallah. Allah will overlook our sins and our short. Ya Allah, I'm still learning. I don't know anything. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding, inshallah. Coming back to our kitab, daily wazaif. So these are daily wazaif after Fajr, after Maghrib. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We are doing it here now, alhamdulillah. After the month of Ramadan comes to an end, then we still take out the kitab and we read it. To get the full barakat of all these du'as. This encompasses our deen, dunya, akhirat, qabr, everything included in here. What Hazrat has given us over here, daily ma'amulat, daily wazaif, will encompass with all our needs, everything fulfilled. Together with that, we have our dhikrullah, munajat and maqbool, Quran, tilawat, whole day, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala will keep us with afiyat and safety, iman-wise, physical, emotionally also, Allah Ta'ala will take care of us. So he Hazrat mentions, recite daily Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin not only recited for the dead, for the living also, we need Surah Yasin. So we need Surah Yasin also. What happens nowadays, you put the CD on in the shop. Barakat. Not permissible. People are coming, they're not listening to it. People are talking. But your Quran tilawat playing. In fact, instead of getting a reward, we're getting sin right now. Quran is playing in the business. It's not a place to put Quran tilawat. When Quran is playing, then you give all ears. It's wajib for you to listen. People put it in the business now for barakat's sake. Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of our great seniors of Tabligh buried in Medina Munawwara, when he came to South Africa, somebody carried on, Hazrat, come for breakfast. Come for breakfast, please come home, come home, come home, persisting. Finally he asked him, why you want me to come to your house for barakat? He said, Ji Hazrat. He said, I won't bring barakat. Bring sunnat in your life. Bring sunnat in your home, that will bring barakat. Then you can take me home, no problem. But you got extravagance there, you got everything that is not correct against deen, no barakat will come if I come. Bring sunnat in your home, then barakat will come. Business also, bring the sunnats in there. Fair dealings, sabr, shukr, thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will give barakat. So Yasin Sharif is not to be played in the shop, in the business, or just in the car for entertainment purposes. So Yasin, you must read it. Then istighfar 100 times. Istighfar to make istighfar correctly. When you're making istighfar also to ponder over our sins. Ya Allah, I'm making istighfar for these sins over here right now. So ponder over our sins. Not like our Hazrat says, that now he's looking at the TV screen and at the news and he's making astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Hey, see what she's saying. Make istighfar upon your istighfar. Now you're looking at the haram presenter and he's saying astaghfirullah. He said, make istighfar upon your istighfar. Is that the way to make istighfar? Or you're looking at the example Hazrat gives, also sitting in the shop and he got tasbih in his hand and he's standing by the door. Commonly, where we come from, people stand outside the shop most of the time and standing there and he's seeing all everybody passing by. See how she's dressed, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He said, but you're not supposed to look in the first place. That istighfar demands more istighfar upon your istighfar. So to make istighfar correctly, that way we're protecting our heart, our eyes, we're really making istighfar. And durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times, and third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah. To learn it correctly also. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Is that wa la hawla, wa la quwwata, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah, 100 times. And thereafter, Hazrat teaches us husband's dua for his wife after meals. This is dua Hazrat makes also for apa. We can learn also to make dua for our wives. And in return, they will thank us also. Jazakallah khair, as we mentioned. May Allah reward you, my husband. You brought all the ingredients home and all the groceries, or you allowed me to purchase them. Alhamdulillah, ta'ala reward you, give you barakat, give you a generous heart. And together with that, Allah Ta'ala keep your pockets full also. All those dua she's made for the husband. And what will happen? She'll enjoy the barakat of it. So husband makes dua for her. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reward you. He prepared the meal. And as we mentioned before too, how she presents the meal. As I say, we don't even see it. Before she puts it on the table, then just before she presents it, she'll cut some dhanya on the top, sprinkle it a little bit, and that even that the serving spoon must be a certain angle. We just put it anyhow. So no, no, put it like this. Must go like this. That piece must be there. This must be here. We won't even bother about it. Now they take so much of pride in it that they must serve you the food properly. And now they'll wait for your expression. They'll eat after you've taken the morsel. May Allah reward you. So much preparation just for me. I don't even deserve it. So both husband and wife compliment one another. Like how we mentioned, Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he praised Sahaba ikram, Salmanu minni. And other Sahaba ikram, that Sahabi, I love him. And all these manaqib of Sahaba ikram, from there we learn that those that are good to you, praise him also. Praise the wife, give her a compliment, and she compliments you also. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with you. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept from you. May Allah Ta'ala keep you happy, healthy, protected with izzat, afiyat, and rahat. These are all words Arabic and Urdu. Izzat, may Allah Ta'ala keep you with honor, dignity, afiyat, safe, rahat, comfort. In deen, dunya and akhirat, forever, wherever, however, subhanallah. What beautiful duas, making complete dua for her. And all who you love to see happy, Allah Ta'ala grant them also. Your children, your family, your parents, your brothers, all included, you're making dua for her. May Allah Ta'ala grant you, me and us, all husni khatima. Husni khatima, beautiful mot, a beautiful end, on iman kamil, on perfect and complete iman. Kalima shahadat and maqbool, tawbatan nasuha, and accepted sincere tawbah just before maut with izzat, afiyat, rahat, salamati and aman, peace, safety. And all have a share, and all who have a share in this food, who have ihsan on us, and all who got haqq on us, and the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful dua to make for the wife, to thank her for the food she's preparing for you. Now, brothers, you tell me, no barakat in the house, no muhabbat in the house, he's only expressing thanks to her, shukr to her, and together with her, she does the same. She thank him also. These lessons we learn, as it says, learn the lessons and take it back home. Yes, initially we'll do this, the wife will be stunned, what happened to you all of a sudden? Long, long duas you making, you got khilafat or something, Hazrat gave you a khanka topi. We learn these lessons. Now, we will practice it. We have to practice these things. Then Hazrat says, when we go and practice these things at home, and they say, alhamdulillah, we're making some effort. We're making some effort. Then the wife will say, next year also, please go for itikaf. And she tell her friends also, send your husband. Then you know, alhamdulillah. Person goes 40 days jama'at, 4 months, he comes back. She sees a change in his akhlaq. He says, mashallah, what a change in you. But she might not tell you, but when she's speaking to her sister, speaking to her friend, then she'll say under her breath, you know, he came back from jama'at i'tikaf, he's a changed man. I don't know how long he's going to last, but alhamdulillah, he's a changed man. Send your husband also. Say, alhamdulillah, now you fulfill some right of it, that she can see some change in you. When she says to other people, send your husband also, what a change in you, I can't believe it. How he can change like this? But as we said, is that a once-off thing? Is that going to remain like that? You've got to keep the batteries charged all the time. They have prescriptions to leave this world with Iman. Subhanallah. This too, we are taught. Since Iman is the most valuable thing and our passport to everlasting success, we gave the example of passport. We always worried was the passport mustn't expire in the pocket. We didn't forget it anywhere. So our passport to everlasting success, a person should continuously make effort on Iman. If a person becomes lax by leaving out the compulsory commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and indulging in sin, the luster and the light and nur of a person's iman diminishes. Iman, it increases, it fluctuates, increases and it decreases. Recite these du'as daily. These du'as are there to guarantee iman, debt upon iman. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِخْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ. O truly living being, O being due to whose blessings every atom in the universe is dependent, I seek help through your mercy. Ya Allah, keep me with iman and take me with iman. Secondly, utilizing the miswak. Simple sunnah but so powerful. Such a powerful sunnah which we sometimes dismiss it, we don't feel anything about it. Miswak for every salah, every wuzu, there's time to make miswak, how to make the miswak, etc. Ulama have written that among the many benefits of using the miswak is that a person will be blessed with reciting the kalima of shahada at the time of death. Subhanallah. Just using the miswak only. The last, among the last a'mal the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engaged in just before maut was miswak also. So Aisha radiallahu anha softened the miswak and she gave it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was the last, so to say, amal before his demise, to use the miswak also. Daily make shukr, be grateful for the iman one possesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, if you make shukr, then I will definitely increase you in my bounties. By making shukr on iman, not only will it remain, but this will be a means of its progress. So thank Allah ta'ala for the iman we have. Fourthly, to die upon iman, khatima bil khair, by protecting one's gaze from evil glances. Here ulama say we found that those people that had a terrible death, we found commonly among them, this was the reason, abuse of the eye. Abuse of the eye, is mentioned about one person was a muazzin for 40 years. Was a muazzin for 40 years, he fell ill, and just before his demise, he called the family around him. 40 years he gave azan. Called the family around him, and he told them, bring a copy of the Quran Sharif. They got very happy. For the Quran, they gave it to him. He said, whatever is in here, I reject it. I die on the Bible. He said, what happened to him? Inna lillah. Whole Quran he rejected, he died like that. They went, they did some investigation. They found at that time, to give the azan, you had to climb the minaret. There was no loudspeakers. So he would climb the minaret, and next to the masjid, there was a home where there were many young girls living in there, and from the minaret giving azan, he would peep at them, abuse his eyes. Bad nazri. Although giving the azan, that haram looks of his before maut deprived him of kalima. That was a blockage. Just the abuse of the eye. So ulama say we found from experience that person who has a terrible death is because of abuse of the eye. This is the care of the eye. By protecting one's gaze from evil glances, we have been promised the sweetness of iman. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ لَا يَدْخُلُ أَبَدًا. When the sweetness of iman will enter the heart of a believer, then it will never come out. Allah will keep it there. But how to get the sweetness of iman? Protecting the eyes. So you see, this is ishara indication of khatima bil khair. If Allah will give sweetness of iman, it will come out of the heart, it means you will die upon iman. Unless you take it out. You opt out, you still want to get into haram. Allah Ta'ala will not take it away, it is you that will destroy. So sweetness of iman, when the sweetness of iman enters the heart, once it is not taken away, by this action, there are glad tidings of a noble death. Number five, to die upon iman, reply to the adhan. This too has been lost in the ummah. This Hazrat explained to us over and over again. Reply to the azan. Reply to the azan. Take your time. Sitting in the masjid also. You're still talking. You want to keep quiet for the 2-3 minutes. 2-3 minutes, reply to the azan. From here we can understand too. When they say reply to the azan, Hazrat is referring to what we regard as the sunnat azan. Simple, straightforward azan. How long it will take? 2 minutes. Now if you give that long, lengthy azan, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, people get tired also now. Now if you reply, he's taking so long the azan. Women folk at home, they're not going to wait 5 minutes. They're going to start washing their pots now. And the azan isn't finishing. So, short, sweet azan, that all can reply to it and make dua thereafter. So reply to the azan. That incident we mentioned about that old lady, not a very good lady also. She was in Sakrak, began speaking Arabic. What she's saying? So they called the local imam. Old lady speaking Arabic. She was a loose woman, not good amal in her life. And she's speaking Arabic all of a sudden. Imam Sahib walked in to the room and she's telling the Imam Sahib, هَذَانِ الرَّجُلَانِ يَقُولَانِ أُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. These two men have come into my room, Malakul Mot and whoever it was with him, they are telling me to enter into Jannah. Then they asked the family, what kind of woman? You all know what kind she was. But she had one habit. When Azan would start, she would tell everyone, shh, Azan right now. Reply to the azan. On that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her already glad tidings before her death, udkhulil jannah, enter into jannah. The wife of Harun al-Rashid, Zulaikha, is mentioned about her. One incident about her, also somebody saw her in a dream and sitting on a great throne, beautiful throne in jannah, jannati clothing. Oh Zulaikha, subhanallah, what maqam and status Allah Pak has given you. On which amal? What have you done? She says, just one day, I asked for some water from my khadima, my attendant. She brought some water for me. I picked up the glass, I was absolutely thirsty. I just picked up the glass and the azan started going. I put the glass back down. Put the glass back down and I replied to the azan and then I drank. Allah loved that action so much. And that Allah gave me jannat. Little action was so powerful. Khatima bil khair. You got death upon iman. On just now, restraining herself, Allah Ta'ala gave her jannat upon that. So reply to the adhan, teach the children also. After completion of the adhan, recite salawat, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the dua of wasila. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma, wa salati al-qa'ima, aati muhammadan al-wasila wa fadila, wa ba'ath maqama mahmuda alladhi wa'adtah, innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stated, whoever recites this dua after azan, my intercession will become binding for him, wajib for him, compulsory. I will definitely intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. What does it mean? Mulla Riqari rahmatullah alayhi states, in this there is an indication of glad tidings for a noble death, which means that he will leave this world with iman, since Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam will not intercede for a disbeliever. So I will intercede for you. What it means? Therefore, to get the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I'll have to die with iman. A short dua, simple dua, we read it and we guaranteed. So death upon iman, intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The seventh amal, staying in the company of the pious and loving them for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. In a hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, these are such accepted servants that those who sit by them cannot be deprived. لا يشقى بهم جليسهم. Whoever sits in their company will never be deprived of the rahmat of Allah. So they always sit in the gatherings of halqa of ta'aleem, sitting in the majalis, sitting in bayans also. All these activities will guarantee a person to die upon iman. Number eight, giving of charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, charity extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repels an evil death. It تَدْفَعُ مِتَدَ السُّوءِ. It repels an evil death, just giving charity. It cools the anger of Allah. If you did something wrong, Allah's anger is cool. And you'll have a good death also by giving charity. Number nine, to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to practice on those actions which will lead to His love, and to have love for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a means of acquiring the first two qualities. The following dua is mentioned in a hadith. Allahumma inni saluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Inni saluka hubbak. Ya Allah, I ask you for your love. What does it mean? Ya Allah, you love me. Ya Allah, you love me. The love of those who love you, and those awliya that love you, Allah, they must also love me, they must welcome me. And those actions which will be a means of attaining your love. This also be a prescription for khatima bil khair, death upon iman. Between the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for those actions which will lead to His love, an entreaty is sought for the love of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a means of attaining these two. In other words, love for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads one to sit in their company. This becomes a cause of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and good actions. This also teaches us, sitting in the company of the pious doesn't necessarily mean now to sit close to them all the time. You see, the reality is, yes, Hazrat says that the murideen and those that love the mashayikh, they want to be close, they want to make khidmat, etc. Hazrat says the biggest khidmat of a student of deen to the ustaz and a murid to the shaykh is to make amal upon the teachings. That's love. That's love. We say one is a person who will be close physically, but whatever the shaykh has taught is not in the person. So in reality, is that khidmat for the shaykh is taklif. That now I taught them to sit like this, and I mentioned to how to perform salah, and read salah links to me, but doing contrary to everything I taught him. See, this is not khidmat. Khidmat is a physical khidmat, is dini khidmat. Our ustaz also, we asked him one time, the Mufti Sahib, how can you make your khidmat? You make my khidmat. Study your kitabs well. I pass the examination. Make me happy. Because you can do all my khidmat. But you fail the exams, it's a bad impression on me. But I didn't teach you well. But everything else you're doing for me. But what you're supposed to be doing to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you're not doing. Now, bad reflection on myself that I'm not doing a good job. I'm not teaching you well. So upon this mashayikh say also, the true love for the mashayikh is to make amal upon the teachings. Because the maqsood is not the shaykh, the maqsood and the goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to get Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Yes, we love the pious people because they love Allah. And how they get the love of Allah? We make amal upon the injunctions of deen. Now they taught us how to perform salah, like Hazrat taught us how to stand in namaz, how many fingers apart, how to tie one's hands, how to make salam, how to stand up in salah, how to sit in salah, how to make ruku, how to make dua. And now a person wants to be very close, but doing everything contrary. Hazrat says, now we just going to make sabr now. Now we going to make sabr and you making shukr. As shukr, I'm close. And now we making sabr, we taught them all these things. And then we want khas advice. So then you want special advices you want. We already give you. Now make amal. It makes us so happy, alhamdulillah. Look at that. And you see, sometimes we might not see it. Mashayikh might not say it, but the murid is be chokanna, be alert. He will learn by looking. He will learn by seeing and looking. He will learn by listening. He will learn by following. Now, the shaykh might not say how to do things, but he'll show you how to do it. How to sit, how to talk, how to eat. Now, I'm doing it so long, I'm showing them so long, and then to eat him with the wrong fingers. But he wants to make khidmat. Khidmat is now eat according to sunnah, alhamdulillah. Now the shaykh will get happy, they're learning something. Hazrat says now, every time we see, we taught you all something, not doing it. Then we think, now really, what we are teaching them anything, they're learning anything, and then they don't give us, like somebody came and was speaking, that we have nothing in our hearts, and you know, we come to the majlis, and we still so backwards, and we still are battling, we haven't learned anything. Hazrat says now, we feel now, so long we're teaching all, you didn't learn anything still. You're seeing all this. Be positive, alhamdulillah, we've learned so much. Alhamdulillah, we're trying to make amal, we're progressing. Now, in humility, you're breaking the heart of the shaykh also. That you don't know anything, we haven't learned anything, we're still so backwards, we're still falling down. I say, Ya Allah. At least give us some positive feedback. Alhamdulillah, we heard. Sami'ana wa ata'ana. We heard, we obeyed, we're doing, we're learning, we're reading. Alhamdulillah, we're progressing. He said, this is what the whole effort is about. Effort of iman. We're learning, moving ahead. This is real khidmat now. This is real khidmat where we learn the lessons of Allah's muhabbat and love, and now we're doing it. And how we're doing it also, see. Hazrat says, see how the Shaykh is sitting, how he's reading his Quran Sharif. I'm talking about our Shaykh. We are still learning, we're still students ourselves. We still have an L on our back. We're still learning how they read Quran Sharif, how they're sitting, how they kiss the Quran, how they sit and they read it. One thing. Hazrat says, we saw from Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi exactly how he did everything. And step on step, we learnt it. I say, but now, when it comes to ourselves, myself also, we don't see anything. We're still doing it our own way, how we want to do it, how we want to say it, how we want to read it. And now we say, we're making sabr now. We're making sabr. As Thani Rahmatullah Ali would say, that I don't make khidmat in a hurry. Doesn't mean we don't make khidmat. He says, I learn first how to make the khidmat. It must not be, Hazrat says, that you making khidmat and the Shaykh is making sabr. Now accommodating them. These are the mashayikh we're talking about now. We are still learning. We all are learners. We alhamdulillah. We all are satis. We all are friends. He says, now, first I learn how to make the khidmat. And then mashallah, then we make the khidmat. He says, some people will give malish and then rub our bodies. We just, ya Allah, we make him happy. Let him do it. But he says, now we are in pain right now. But so much enthusiasm, as if now he's sitting in my lap already. Now let him do it. Make him happy. But what we're telling them to do, that they're not doing. What we're not saying to do, that they want to do. He says, the whole khanka effort is to see, to observe, to listen, to make amal. Now we will progress. Then he says, that when the Shaykh will see this, the Ustaz will see this in the class also, that the boy is learning, he's listening, he's obeying, this is a student. This is a star student. This is a role model. The Shaykh will see also, mashallah. He's practicing, he's going ahead, he's moving, he's learning, he's doing the amal. He brings joy to the heart. Alhamdulillah. End of the day, who must be happy? Allah subhanahu. Allah must become happy. Say, the Shaykh is on his place. But the goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, give us understanding, inshallah. The people of love will be saved from an evil death. What is the proof of this claim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, O believers, whoever amongst you turns renegade, turns away from amongst you, then soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create such a nation who He will love and who will love Him. Allah will replace you with such people who He will love and they will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's mentioning of these apostates in comparison to the people of love is a clear proof that they will be saved from apostasy. So this comes from the Kitab Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Allah Ta'ala give us faith to make amal on these beautiful advices. One is, we read it now, we can close the Kitab and keep it away. One, we can make niyat, Ya Allah, I'll make amal upon it. For a few weeks we'll read it and become second nature. The time will come when I can't start the morning without reading my wazifas. I need to read my wazifas right now. And Allah Ta'ala give us faith, as we mentioned, whether we're driving home, we're walking home, you've got time to read the wazifas. As it mentions also, that when he mentions these bayans of how for us to behave in the khanka, in the company of the Shaykh, he says, the Thani Rahmatullah Ali will tell those around him that when I'm walking home, let me walk alone, I got my parwanu. I need to read my wazifas now. Now's the time for me to read. So let me read. Like Hafiz Abdul Rahman Niyasab Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat says, now we came out from the masjid, I told him, Hazrat, jump in the car, I'll take you home. He said, no, let me walk. Because I got my things to read. And as he was walking also, he saw somebody coming to talk to him. Hazrat says, all of a sudden he ran away. Hafiz Sahib is gone too. He said, there was a fence there, a hole in it. He ran through that hole under the fence like a small boy. Just to avoid these people now, that's the time for me to talk. I need to read. See, he just slipped away like that and he walked away home. He said, then they asked him, where is Hafiz Sahib? He went away. He said, I got things to read right now. Talking, this time for the talking, this time to have tea, this time for interaction and socializing, then this time to read also. He says, the mashayikh don't want the time to read, otherwise they don't get a chance. So he says, now this time for everything, it's time for the mashwaras, it's time to read. But what we thought, that's what we want to do, and that's what we all have to do. Allah Ta'ala becomes happy, Allah Ta'ala makes us His beloveds, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.
Inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.